Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Dr. Betty Speaks speaking. Listen, I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to restore and resurrect themselves from those four components of life, that is spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am also that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I think I just heard my special guest sign in, and if you are there, go ahead and reveal yourself. I am just got started. I want the audience to know that I hold virtual and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. So I have my special guest that has joined me. I was like, where is she? Where is she? You have to know that this show is all about overcoming battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what one can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you so much for tuning in to this show every Wednesday. You'll be listening to nothing but strong, the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it's keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. So I have my friend, newfound friend, I think we've been acquainted now for about 6 months. And she's by way of Nigeria. Her name is Princess Victoria Godwin. And I hope I pronounced her last name correctly. But she is just joining us here. You know that I have guests that I have on the show that are international. So my Princess Victoria is here. I'm going to let her introduce herself. And I've already shared with you where she's hailed from. But you know, Nigeria has a lot of different little continents. So I'm going to have her break it down. So Princess, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Yes. So go ahead and introduce yourself, my love, and just tell us where exactly you are hailed from.
Okay. Good evening, viewers. My name is Princess Victoria Godwin. I based in Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. You know, in Nigeria, we have 36 states and different capitals. So I based in Calabar.
Calabar, yes. Yeah. Yes. What I love mostly that everyone is not going to be able to see. They're not going to be able to see your smile. They'll get to hear your voice. But she and I have an identical smile. So you will see her photo with my photo. But she's very gorgeous. I have to tell you that I get to see her in person. And I followed you. I've seen the things that you are doing there in Nigeria and internationally. But I would love for you to go ahead and tell the audience, just tell them what it is that you do.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I own an NGO, Dynamic Empire. My NGO, what we do, we normally touch life of the less privileged, reach out to the needy, to the orphans, to the widows. Like for this year, we only had a program in Jos due to the hardship everywhere, and some of our sponsors, people that normally sponsor our program, some of them are having financial issues. So I just put my program on hold for the main time. But what I normally do is every kind of like thrice in a year, I host an outreach educative seminar, sometimes on Zoom, sometimes physically. We get a hall, we bring in speakers to come and talk to the youth, to students. That's what I've been doing for the past 6 years. And I've never felt bad doing it, because one thing I learn in life is have a purpose and what you are living for, so that when you are gone, people will use that in remembrance of you. I know one day when I leave the mother head, people are going to remember me. Yeah, when she was alive, she was trying. She tried for the less privileged, for the orphans, and for the street kid. I just feel joy doing it, knowing that even if I don't have much, and I'm putting smiles on people's faces, and that's what is more important in life, to put smiles on people's faces, because life is about being courageous, being able to touch people even if you don't have much, because this is how blessing goes. God bless you when he sees your heart of giving. Yes. If you don't have much and you're giving, then when you have much, it means you're going to be giving much. So that I just believe that life shouldn't be all about you, all about taking yourself to the grocery store, buying food, buying clothes, buying drugs. You also have to be able to share to people around you. Try to make people smile, try to make people be. And believe me, you die a fulfilled person.
Yes, I love that. And it goes back to what the scripture says about we die daily. And I love the fact that you said that what you do, your calling in life right now is not about you. The book of Matthew chapter 28 tells us that nothing is about us. It's the things that we do. It's not about us. It's not about you. Yeah. And that you also use one of my favorite lines is that when you die, you want people to remember you by what you did for others. It's nothing about what you did for yourself. And that's my initiative, leaving an imprint. You know, you're like Nelson Mandela. He left an imprint. I usually tell people Martin Luther King. It's like he died. He was killed on my birthday, and Maya Angelou was born. I was born on her birthday. So it's like those two individuals left a powerful imprint on my life, and I get to share that date, April 4th, every year. I think about them throughout the year, of course, but just the fact that Maya Angelou left an imprint for so many women worldwide. Dr. Martin Luther King left an imprint for the world worldwide, and nothing they did was about them. It was about influencing others, empowering and inspiring others to do what's right, you know, that civil thing. And you also said that you're about helping the widows. You work with the youth, and I was just looking at your mini bio that you sent me a while back. It just floored me. And if you don't mind sharing with us, how old are you? Because you look like a little baby.
Okay. Actually, I'm still in my mid-20s.
Oh, please. Seriously. Well, I would tell you that I turned 60 last month. You know, you look good. Yes, you look very, very good. And I love your motto of determination for success. You know, you have to be motivated to be determined to be successful at your calling. And it's, in my opinion, it seems as though you're very motivated to be successful at helping those that don't have, those that are lacking. And that's exactly what my show is all about, overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. If you saw what I put out there as I highlighted your flyer, it's like overcoming those challenges by being strong and courageous. My show initially started out for those that were in the military, but then it just evolved because not only do we have military battles, we have daily challenges that one encounters, and they too need to be empowered by, are encouraged to overcome those battles by being strong and courageous. So you, in my mind, are that female warrior. You know, you're leaving an impeccable imprint for eternity. What say you?
Like I said earlier, about being courageous and facing battles of life. Let me share my little story. That was 2020. When I was actually planning on settling down, like planning for my marriage, and while planning for my marriage, I actually lost my fiancé along the road. Mm-hmm. And even when I lost him along the road, when we were planning for his burial, I was praying. I told God, this is a phase in life that is going to pass away. And people were like, the next, till the same month, people saw me planning a program, an outreach. People were like, Ricky, are you okay? Like, I've never seen a lady as strong as you. You just lost your husband to be, you were planning your wedding, and the next thing, you're strong going out for your outreach. And I told them, that in life you face battles.
Yes.
In life you face challenges. In life is not gonna be so sweet. Like so sweet, unless you don't have a purpose for living. But once you have purpose for living, life is not going to be that sweet, because battles come for you to use that story and encourage someone. Difficulties come for you to use that story and tell to someone, and someone is going to know that, and have hope. Like right now, I can actually tell someone, have hope, God is going to see you through. Tell someone my story and tell someone, this is how to pick up a life, this is how to believe in life, this is how to face the situation you are. Because I learned that every experience is a teacher for you to tell other people, so that other people can be strong and face the battles of life. We face battles of life, depression, we face mental stability, we face financially instability.
Yes. I think you may have frozen. She may have frozen. She is definitely talking about her life journey and a crisis that happened in her life. And I have to tell you that this is where my quote comes in. Strong people are not simply born. They level up by sharing their imprint they create throughout their life journey.
And everything is about communication.
She's back. I was just sharing with them, Vicky, that you are definitely walking in a quote of mine. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yes, so your internet is coming in and out, your connectivity. So I was just sharing with our listeners that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing their imprints they generate throughout their life.
Yeah.
And given the fact that you're just in your baby still, you're in your mid-20s, my goodness, and you have resurrected from something tragic, you know, a traumatic encounter in your life, and you're moving on in life by helping others, by sharing something you've gone through, but being a warrior. As a matter of fact, I was chanting with another friend of mine today, and he and I will be chatting tonight. But it's, again, most of the people that I speak to are those that are conquering different situations in life that they've encountered, and they're not dismissing those encounters, but they are not allowing those encounters to be a stronghold in their life. Does that make sense, Vicky?
Yeah.
Yes. So I this is what I love about my show. When people come on and they share something traumatic that happens to them, and they believe in hope. They believe in hope so they can soar. And what I mean by that is that they believe in hope by helping other people excel. They believe in hope by helping other people enjoy life. They believe in hope by helping other people every single day. And in doing so, they allow that person to inspire and soar, seize opportunities, and resurrect from that traumatic situation they encounter. Soar, seize opportunities, and rejuvenate from that traumatic situation they encounter. And then there's a soar, seize opportunities, and just rise. We can go on and on about inspiring others with hope and encouraging them to soar. But this is definitely what you're saying about being motivated and determined to be successful at helping those that you encounter. And it doesn't matter if you are a millionaire or if you don't have money at all. You're saying that, and I heard you say this, you rather put others before material things in life. That's what I hear you saying, my sister. And I think that is so much like walking in his image. It's not about the clothing you wear. It's not about the money that you have. It's about what you do possess that you can share with others.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. So I am so honored to have you as a guest today, all the way from Nigeria, and sharing your beautiful smile, your amazing testimony, and just the fact that you are walking in his image and still loving on others every single day of your life, the best you know how. So I look forward to actually tethering with you, staying tethered with you, and honestly, just keep me informed not necessarily me, but our audience, our those that are tuning in. Keep us informed of what is going on with you and everything. I would love to know. You just gave us what motivated you to get started with your endeavor. What are some of the, and you also said that some of your setbacks were the pandemic and people not having finances to continue to sponsor you, but that doesn't stop you. That was a setback for you, but it's not stopping you. Who are some of your greatest inspiration during this journey of yours?
Okay, like when I actually started my journey when I won a pageant as a queen, and when I won the pageant as a queen, that was when I started going into outreach, humanitarian outreach, and giving to the less privileged. And I enjoy doing it. When I'm giving it to people, I see the smiles on people's faces. I see people smiling. I see people crying. So that was, let me say, 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sometimes I host medical outreach since I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. So anytime I do that, I see people happy, people.
She froze on us again. I did catch it that she's a nurse, though. And we all know that nurses love to care for others. They have that heart and that helping hand, that gift to love one unconditionally. Whether they are a blood relative or not, nurses are at least the nurses I've encountered. I've heard horror stories about nurses, too. But for the most part, those that go into that field don't go in necessarily for the benefits of it. And if there is a benefit in being a nurse, for those that have a genuine heart, it's a result of them wanting to care for others and love them. So yes, she just blanked out on us permanently, and I honestly want to thank her for her heart, for her desire to love on others, whether she had means to support them or not. She is there wholeheartedly for her country and for the women in her country. She wants to be the example. She mentioned that she won a pageant as a queen, and that just propelled her into her next level of wanting to of the desire and the inspiration to lead from that capacity. And she does have shows and webinars and things of that nature. I would get that information and post it on my social media from her. But I'm honored that she reached out to me as a sister that is making a difference with other sisters, building community with other sisters. And she's a daughter to me because she's in her mid-20s. But yes, stay in touch with Princess Victoria Godwin. What an awesome last name that she has. And she's doing a phenomenal ministry for her country and for those that are less fortunate. She's given all her all in all, and she's given what little resources that she has to inspire others with hope in order that they may soar. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things that you once thought you couldn't. So I thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous with myself and my guests here every Wednesday, that is. Yes, so thank you for tuning in. I look forward to hearing from you. And I'm back. So let's get motivated and be of assistance to those that we are encountering that are standing in the need of overcoming life challenges, and leave an imprint. Be that person to leave an imprint for infinity. Thank you for tuning in.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.